أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا أجئتنا لتلفتنا عما وجدنا عليه آباءنا وتكون لكم الكبرياء في الأرض وما نحن لكما بمؤمنين. وقال فرعون ائتوني بكل ساحر عليم. فلما جاء السحرة قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون. فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين. ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. These are verses from ayat number 78 to ayat number 82. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about Nuh alayhi salam going to his people, then the very many Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam between him and Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, and then the discussion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with his brother Harun that went to Fir'aun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues the incidents very, very briefly though, but the important points are highlighted in this verses. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدَنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. When Musa alayhi salatu wassalam went to the people of Fir'aun, on the one hand is the Bani Israel, he was from the part of the Bani Israel, and the other hand were the Egyptians, the Coptics. So here the discussion is with regards to the Coptics, the people of Egypt, the natives of Egypt. Their response to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They said to him, Musa, have you come to us, lital fitana, to turn us away, amma wajadana alayhi aba'ana, from that path which we had found our forefathers. Our forefathers were on a particular path. They had been worshipping idols, worshipping things besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. More specifically, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, they had been regarding Fir'aun as a god, and hence, are you turning us away from all of that? وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, so that you will become kibriya, so that you will become superior in the earth. Now this is a very, very important point that Allah Ta'ala has concised in this ayat. That are you using religion, are you using spirituality to gain other prominence in the land, political prominence in the land, honor and fame in the land? So this is the one important aspect, and we need to be also very cautious that many a people, many an individual, probably groups, that will try to use spirituality. In simple terms, they will try to use deen in order to gain political prominence and in order to gain dominance upon people. And we have to be very, very wary. The very simple thing is, those that follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are worthy of our following them. And those that deviate from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we have to be wary of such individuals. Here it is clear these are Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and hence to follow them is not only optional but it is compulsory. And hence, wa ma nahnu lakuma bimu'minin, we will never believe in you. Wa qala fir'aun tuni bikulli sahirin alim. Now on the one hand, in the earlier verses Allah Ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salam, that he brought these miracles forth and he showed these miracles that are now evidence of him being the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fir'aun had realized that Musa alayhi salam needs to be opposed, and he said, "Utuni bikulli sahirin alim," bring every knowledgeable, in other words every expert magician, bring them all from the land and assemble them all together. This point was discussed before, that Allah Ta'ala's system is always this, that the miracle of the Nabi will always be in the line of what was prevalent in that particular time. In the particular time of Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam, prevalent was sorcery, was black magic, and hence Allah Ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam those miracles that will be able to oppose and overpower all of that. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةِ Then when the magicians were brought, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ Very briefly, Allah Ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, cast what you want to cast. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا Then when they casted, قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them that what you have brought is sihr, it is sorcery, it is black magic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُ Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put it into vain. Allah will make it a failure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not set right the actions and the deeds of those who are corrupt. In other words, you need the heart for it, you need the eye for it. That many a times people will be corrupt, but in our eyes it would seem to be good. Here Allah Musa alayhi salam makes it clear that Allah Ta'ala will never make the deeds of a corrupt person even look good in the eyes of those people who have the heart for Allah Tab Rabbul Izzat, those people who have Iman, those people who believe firmly in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will establish the truth by His command. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ Even though the mujrimun, even though the wrongdoers do not like it, they dislike it, even then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always establish the haq and the truth. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.